From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Future Tense. I'm Art Hughes, in for John Gordon. Today, forget Ralph Nader. If you really want to cast a protest vote, hold out for cash.
I figured if we could take the money directly from the corporations and the wealthy individuals and give that directly to the voters, then we'd have a much more efficient campaign contribution system.
The time-honored but dubious American tradition of vote buying reached the internet this month when James Baumgartner, a Troy, New York graduate student, debuted his website VoteAuction.com. He proposed to register names of people willing to sell their voting privilege to the highest bidder. As it turns out, even making such an offer could constitute a felony, and the site was shut down. However, Baumgartner says he has sold his site to an Austrian investor who intends to relaunch it. Baumgartner remains hopeful for his vision to, in his words, bring capitalism and democracy closer together.
I couldn't really tell too much difference between the two candidates, and I felt that they were spending just vast sums of money, and kind of reminded me of the two major soft drink corporations, who there's no real difference between the two as far as nutritional value. So, and taste, there's a little bit of difference, but not that great a difference. So what they have to do is spend massive amounts of money in advertising to define themselves differently. And I think that's what I see Al Gore and George Bush doing. They're spending massive amounts of money on advertising to define themselves differently from each other. And I did a little research and discovered that most of this money is coming from corporations through soft money donations. And I figured it would be a much more efficient system if those corporations and wealthy individuals could give their money directly to voters, and then the voters could also reap some profit from the election. And when I say voters, I'm speaking especially about the 50% of voters who stay home on election day, which is about 100 million people.
It sounds to me like this is more of a political statement than an economic enterprise.
Well, I think it can be both. Started out as an economic enterprise, and when I put the forms online for people to register, there's a little space where they can fill in the reason that they're registering to sell their vote. And a lot of people were doing it out of a sense of protest.
There is a stumbling block here in that this may very well be a felony for both the administrators of the website and those who register to actually sell their vote.
Right. What I was talking about earlier was the original intent of the site. However, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to do that. At least I won't personally. That's why the site has been sold.
Before you decide to participate in this experiment with democracy, be aware that selling or buying votes in any election carries the real possibility for jail time. Bob Stern is with the Governmental Studies Center in Los Angeles. He says Baumgartner made his point, but let's get serious.
There's no question it's a violation of law in California, I'm assuming in all other states. Obviously, this is sort of a joke. It's to draw attention to the corruption of our system. Many people feel that our politicians are corrupted by campaign contributions, and I think the joke is, or the theory is, that the politicians can be paid to by campaign contributions, why can't voters be paid as well?
To top it off, most political experts agree that buying votes in a presidential election is a waste of money. Now, if you could buy votes in Congress, that would be worth something. This is Future Tense. I'm Art Hughes.
Future Tense on Friday is supported by Larson Design and Interactive, providing strategic communication solutions from offices in the Twin Cities and Silicon Valley, online at larson.com, and by Digital River, a leading commerce service provider, building and managing e-commerce systems for 7,000 companies worldwide, online at digitalriver.com.